Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Heavenly Father, with the storm raging all around us, it can be easy for us to feel alone and scared. When the men of this age have forsaken your covenant, thrown down our monuments, and despised your church's prophetic voice, it can be easy for us to say, I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Yet you keep your people through challenging times. With Elijah and the apostles, we see that you are not only the God over all nature, but that you are the God who is with his people through his word. You are the God whose thunderous wind can shatter the rocks, whose earthquake can throw down mountains, whose fire can vaporize the land. Yet you make yourself known by the still small voice of your word. To those outside your covenant, you thunder by the word of your law, do this and you will live. But to those in your covenant, you plant your word of faith on our lips and on our hearts. By the still small voice of your word, we know that if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that you raised him from the dead, we will be saved. By this still small voice, we can know that whosoever believes in you shall not be put to shame. By that still small voice, we can know that everybody who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so, with the Apostle Peter, with the storm surging against us, we hear your voice to step out into the waters, to do the impossible through faith. Like Peter, we may sometimes let our faith slip, look to the storm, and become overwhelmed. But when this happens, good Lord, let us trust that our weak cry of, Lord, save me, will not go unheeded. Father, today we thank you for the beautiful feet of those who bring good news. Thank you for Pastor Michael Jones and for Christ Church of Ithaca. Thank you as well for the ministry of our own Pastor Minsu and for his dedication to delivering the gospel to the college students in our community. May you guide and direct his steps as he plans his return. return to Korea, and may he and his family find fulfilling gospel work in your kingdom. We give thanks for the work that Karen has found at an urgent care facility, and pray for her safety and for the safety of all those frontline healthcare workers during these troubling times. Be also with those patients whom we know and love. Be with Aaron and Renee's mother, with Norma's dad, and with Nanette during her eye surgery and recovery. Eventually in this life, as long as you tarry your return, we will all come to a time from which there is no recovery. And we thank you for the life of Bill's mother, Helen. And we pray that the family would find rest and peace in your promises, your still small voice. Let us all find that same comfort in your promises as we petition your throne of grace through the intercession of the Son, by the power of the Spirit, as we rise to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray. Say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Service is that we confess our sins earlier in the service here. And so I would encourage us, especially as we've heard the pastoral prayer and the preaching, but especially always here at communion, this is not the time for you to look within and go on that search and destroy mission about your own failings, sins, shortcomings, and follies. This is the time to look to Jesus. And look at this magnificent provision that he has made for us. Don't look to yourself. Don't look within. Look to Jesus. On the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his body and it was broken for us. We ask that you would bless this bread that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you.
Here in this bread, weakness is exchanged for his strength. Let us partake. And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father God in heaven, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Instead of folly and instead of fear, we have joy and we have courage. Let us partake together. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.
Wonderful.
virtue this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.